This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord.
I make mistakes, but that's part of growing up. Part of growing up in the Lord. His understanding is what I need the most. I'm staying close to His word. Sheltered from harm when I am safe in His arms, and I am learning to do His will. Hearing His call, although I stumble and fall, I can get up and keep growing still.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord.
Now as I'm growing, I'm learning what to say, learning how to walk in the light. I'm made aware of the devil every day, learning how to handle the fight. Tempted by wrong, He keeps me ready and strong, so I can handle the tempter's snare. Jesus is mine, and since He's there all the time, I am protected within His care.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
In the stream of massive confusion shall stem your solution. In the midst of condemnation comes Christ's commendation. It all looks problematic, but so shall your change be dramatic. It looks too traumatic, but your favorite time will be automatic. It looks enduringly pandemic, but now comes your pandemic. Too many postponement, but here comes the divine appointment. It looks so turbulent a situation, but here stands the one omnipotent. It is true that many people are instigating ill, but all of them He's negating. Reflections by Emmanuel Kwei.
Wonderful listener, it is our daily devotional series, and I am your regular host, Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own pastor, Ebenezer Ankuma. Please, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Today's lesson is captioned, Death Decree. And as you all know, it's so hard for us today to understand the customs and tradition of the ancient Persian Empire, where the story of Esther unfolds. One thing is certain, though, the Lord had used that empire in the process of fulfilling the covenant promises to the nation of Israel, promises that went back to Abraham. The young Jewish girl, Esther, found herself as queen. She was just where the Lord wanted her to be, and she was used by God in a powerful way, one that illustrates how the great controversy theme can play out in history. Dear friend, this is just a little of what we're about to learn today. But before we go through the lesson, we thank God for this grace that He has rendered to us. May the good Lord continue to sustain us as we go through His lesson. Our pastor will take us through.
Right, as we continue the great controversy this morning, we are looking at the life of Esther. The life of Esther. And as we know, the whole book of Esther talks about Esther. The first chapter talks about how King Ahasuerus had to divorce his wife because of her disobedience, and thereby calling all the virgins in the city, the beautiful fair ladies in the country, to come and dance. And Esther was fortunate to be chosen. But here we are looking at what happened at a point in time when Haman sought to destroy the people of Esther, talking about the Jewish people who were in the province of the king Ahasuerus. And it all happened because when Haman, one of the elders of the city, at a point in time approached the people, all the people there bowed down to him, but one man, that is Mordecai by name, refused to bow. And we read this in Esther chapter 3, verse 5. The Bible says, "And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath." So all the people around bowed down to worship Haman, but Mordecai did not bow. And as such, Haman became so angry and tried to get rid of Mordecai. But he realized that Mordecai is not alone. He had so many people in the country, and he described them as people whose laws and every their way of living, their actions were different from all the other people on the land. And so he sought to destroy them. And I want us to read some verses in the book of Esther chapter 3, verses 8 downwards. Esther chapter 3, verse 8 downwards. Now I'm starting from the verse 7. It says, "In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast pair, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the province of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasuries." So Haman, because Mordecai did not bow down to him, he tried to confuse the king. Learning that Mordecai has some descendants in the kingdom, he went to the king and spoke to him about these people who have laws different from all people and who were not keeping the laws of the king. And so he said, if the king entertains such people in his kingdom, it would be against him. It will not benefit him. And so destroying them was for the king's profit. And so he sought permission from the king to go out and to destroy the Jews who were in his kingdom. And the verse 10 says, and the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. So there was, he was given the opportunity to go out and to destroy the people of Judah. And one thing I want us to take note is taken from the book Prophets and Kings, page 601, where Mrs. White has this statement for us. He says, little did the king realize the far-reaching results that would have accompanied the complete carrying out of this decree. Satan himself, the hidden instigator of the scheme, was trying to rid the earth of those who preserved the knowledge of the true God.
God has been so good to us for taking us through this wonderful lesson. All the lesson is telling us talks about our tribalism. Why should it be so? I am a Christian. I'm not a Christian. So Christians move with Christians and others also move with others, which is very bad. We are all one people. If Jesus Christ wanted that to be, he wouldn't have brought us to the same place. He would have given us, taken others to a different world altogether and brought the other tribe also to a different world altogether. But because he created us as one people, he placed us all on one planet. May God have mercy upon us as we continue to listen, share his word, and help people understand his word. As our pastor gives us his last words.
What I want to say is that the great controversy still continues. And those who seek to be faithful to God will face something similar as the Jews here did. But God will continue to save his people. He will continue to deliver us from the hands of the enemy, provided we put our trust and confidence in him. Remember, he has done it before. He did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He did it for Daniel. And so, if we stand for him, he will also do it for us.
God is indeed a merciful God. Death decree is what we looked at today. Dear friend, one thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history. Let us be very careful of what we always learn. And I wish to say something here in our scriptures, that Haman enjoyed the power and prestige of his position, and he was enraged when Mordecai did not respond with the expected reverential bow. Haman's anger was not directed just toward Mordecai, but toward what Mordecai stood for, the Jews' dedication to God as the only authority worthy of reverence. Haman's attitude was prejudiced. He hated a group of people because of a difference in belief or culture. Prejudice grows out of personal pride, considering oneself better than others. In the end, Haman was punished for his arrogant attitude. God will harshly judge those who are prejudiced or whose pride causes them to look down on others. Dear friend, let us be careful of what we do. May the good Lord bless us now and forevermore. Blessed Jesus. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
I sang to the people in Russia as they were searching for the truth. Their eyes were so cold and empty, from the eldest to the youth. What a privilege I had to carry the joy of the God we love. And I sing of the Christ, His compassionate light, of the homies prepared above. And they praise God, cultural fears. Overwhelmingly I was impressed, and they praised God, praise God, and they praise God, praise God, and they praise God.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you.
This is the moment of truth. My name is Arthur Gideon. And the topic of our message today is pick up your ringing phone. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We pray that you speak to us, you speak to whoever is listening at this moment in Jesus' name. Amen. Phones are made to ring so that they get our attention. When phones are ringing, they have a message within that we have to know. Phones ring to tell us something. Someone may be calling us. Someone may have sent us a message. Someone may have said something that he wants us to read later. That is true message. Now there are several things that brings up our attention. We have WhatsApp messages. We have a whole lot of messages. And all these rings our phones. Romans 7:15. What I don't understand about myself is that I decide one way, but then I act another. Doing things I absolutely despise. Romans 7:15. Now, pick up your phone, for your phone is ringing. Now, this ringing is not WhatsApp message. It's not someone calling you. Check your notifications. Your phone is buzzing. And it will surprise you to know that the message that you have on your phone is a message from you. It is to you. It is for you. Is that strange? I don't think so. I do not think so. Now, Paul writes in Romans that he knows what to do. But he does something quite different from what he wants to do. God in his own way has engineered into you a moral tracking device which notifies you when you approach sin. And that is what was in Paul. Whenever Paul is going to do something wrong, his conscience pricks him. And then he has to decide whether to do what his conscience is pricking him not to do or whether to walk in the direction of the conscience. God has engineered this into every living being. So far as you have life in you, you have conscience. And whenever you approach sin, this phone would ring. Paul said in Romans 7 verse 22 to 23 that I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Part of me covertly rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge. Paul had his conscience. Paul had a desire to follow the commandments of God. Paul is always pricked when he approaches sin, but he's saying that part of him covertly rebel, and just when he least expected, they take charge. Before he realizes, he has fallen into sin. But only if Paul had heeded to the warnings coming from his conscience, he may have escaped sin. If you will heed to the warnings that comes to you anytime sin approaches you, anytime you are tempted, if you heed to the warnings, the voice that speaks to you, only if you will answer the phone call. But as you agree with me, beloved, that many a time we are good at not answering the call. Many a time we do not answer the call that we have. We give ourselves excuses to proceed in doing what we want to do. We give ourselves excuses to satisfy the flesh. When we miss the call, when we decide not to respond to our conscience, what God is speaking to us through our mind, and when we decide to walk on the path of sin, after everything has ended, we regret. We regret that we did not pick up our own calls but kept on doing what we desire. We regret that we have been trapped by sin. But we have not been trapped by sin. We have decided to sin. God has engineered this in you. God has placed this in you. And when you come closer to Jesus, Jesus fills you with his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit daily and daily speaks to you. He speaks to you through your conscience. I believe that you regularly say that you have tried everything you want to do and nothing helps. Many a time you are falling back into the same sin over and over and over again. You are at the end of your rope. You can do nothing again. Is there someone who can do anything for you? Is there someone who can do something that will take you out from this trend, that you may no longer repeat your sins? Paul found the solution to this contradiction of desiring to do good and still repeating what you do not want to do. He says in Romans 7:25, the answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can, and thus he acted to set things right in this life of contradictions, where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. Jesus is the answer. If you accept Jesus in your life, if you allow Jesus to lead you, if you allow Jesus to come into your life, he will call you in time of temptation. He will call you and he will give you the strength to answer his phone call. Before, you didn't have the strength to answer your conscience. When you call yourself, when you speak to yourself that what I'm doing is wrong, you could not walk in the right path, though you knew that you are walking in the wrong path. But when Jesus comes into your life, he will give you strength for you to be able to pick up the calls. You will get a strength to decide not to sin. You will get a strength to overcome all kinds of temptations that will come on your way. Jesus is ready to call. The fact of the matter is that, beloved, Jesus is calling now. Will you answer? Will you answer and take him into your life? If you make Jesus your Lord and your King, the addictions, the sins that you've been falling back into over and over and over again, he will give you the strength, he will give you the power to overcome. And whenever he speaks to your heart, whenever your phone buzzes, whenever your phone, which of course is your brain, rings, you will answer and you will tell God, Father, I'm not following the path of sin anymore. I've decided to follow your path. Pick up your phone, is ringing. Answer your phone. It is buzzing. Jesus is calling you to give you strength and power to overcome temptations. Will you answer this call? I am ready. Oh, I am ready to answer this call. And if you are also ready to answer this call, why don't we pray? Father, we thank you so much. Many a times we fall into temptations. Many a times we hear warnings from our mind, from our conscience, but we are not able to respond. We desire to satisfy the lust of the flesh. Father, it is our prayer that you help us, you give us the strength. As you are calling, give us the strength to answer. We know that you can help us to answer our calls. You can call us in time of temptations, and we will be freed because we have you as our might, as our strength, as our Lord. Thank you, Father, for listening to our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.